Prayers of the school are requested today for Reverend John Hine, Pastor Grace Lutheran Church in Fridley, Minnesota. And he is also the chairman of the ILC Board of Regents. Pastor Hine has been struggling with numerous health issues recently, and on Friday he was diagnosed with a condition that is likely cancer. So we bring our prayer before the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the great physician, both of body and soul. We lift our hearts to you this day on behalf of your beloved servant, who is facing acute and daunting physical challenges. Be with the medical personnel who attend his needs. Grant them wisdom and skill. Preserve your servant from extraordinary pain or suffering. Grant success to his medical treatment and perfect healing to his body according to your gracious will. Above all, strengthen his faith and that of those who love him, so that all involved may rest in their confidence in you alone for help and healing, both of body and of soul. We ask it in your name. Amen. The word of God for meditation this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, from the ESV translation. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Have you ever listened to a smooth talker? Sports announcers on the radio might be an example. They have to accurately describe what is going on the field below, while at the same time keeping you entertained and interested in what is going on. Or maybe it's one of your friends who has that way of convincing you to go out and have fun when you really don't want to. Perhaps the best example is a salesman. A good salesman is able to talk an unwilling customer into buying something that they have absolutely no use for. Now, the spiritual world is not exempt from such smooth talkers. In fact, religious smooth talkers have been around since the dawn of sin in the world, Satan being the very first smooth talker. With his words, he enticed Eve to eat of the forbidden fruit which God commanded them not to eat of. And all through the ages, even down to our very day, we see these smooth talkers. These false teachers are good at what they do because they use God's word to fit their own twisted ideas. They massacre the truth of God's word in order to entice people to join their cause. They promise a fun worship experience, a feel-good message every week, but they fail to preach the one thing needful. They preach a prosperity gospel, but they fail to preach Christ crucified. And any teacher who fails to preach Christ crucified fails to proclaim the true message of God's word. That is what Paul considered to be the most important doctrine to teach. And why is it the most important doctrine? Well, because without the events of Calvary, the law of God still stands. God's law is what tells us how much we have failed to be perfect. It reveals the true nature of our heart, namely that by nature we are enemies with God. And this does not change without Jesus taking the wrath of God for you and me. Can you imagine the terror this would have on your soul? You could listen to a great speaker tell you how to live a good life, and maybe you could be successful in it. And yet you will never receive that consolation for your soul. You would never be sure of your salvation, but rather you would be thrust into a life of pride and despair. Either you feel like you're doing well in life, and thus God must be pleased with you, and so pride. Or you feel lost, and the threat of an angry God's justice falling upon your shoulders terrifies you, and so despair. That is what the preaching of this so-called prosperity gospel preachers gets you. In fact, this is what any religious belief that does not preach Christ crucified for salvation will lead you. And Paul also warns about these people like this in Romans 16. He says, "I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. They may use God's word, but without Christ crucified, they deceive hearts." Perhaps the most well-known of these prosperity gospel preachers is Joel Osteen. Here is a man who is one of the most eloquent speakers around. When you listen to him, he is enticing and he draws you in. However, once he has finished speaking, you can't help but think, wait a minute, he didn't even preach Christ or the cross. And this is a pattern that much of American Christianity follows today. It's a damning pattern that sends people spiraling down in their sin. Every day you have the privilege of coming down to this building to hear the words of Christ crucified for you. And it's a day to be thankful for. Martin Luther once wrote, "We need to hear the gospel every day because we forget it every day." This message is one that each of us has a privilege to proclaim every day, and it is a truly precious one. This gospel message does not say, do this or do that in order to be saved. Nor is it a message that is high and lofty in wisdom and understanding. No, this gospel message is one of God's free gift to you. And it is so simple that even a little baby can have spirit-created faith in it. My dad once used an illustration in a sermon about a true story, and it went like this. In Edwardsburg, Michigan, it's a small town about twice the size of the school here at Emmanuel. From that sleepy community came the frightful and tragic story of a local woman named Cheryl Hicks. It was a Monday afternoon. Cheryl and her 3-year-old Tyler slipped into the village post office. Inside, they chatted with neighbors. They turned to walk out. And as Cheryl emerged from the building with Tyler in her arms, a pickup truck, driven by a drunk driver, careened out of control, jumped the curb onto the sidewalk. And clutching her toddler, she made her decision. Her arms reflexively shot Tyler into the air over her head. And the pickup slammed into her petite body and killed her instantly. But her son didn't have a scratch on his body. The fact that Tyler is alive today is due to one thing. His mother died in his place. She substituted herself for him. And yet the glory of Calvary is much greater than that. Jesus did so much more than give up his physical life for us. Jesus became our substitute in hell. He took the full impact of God's wrath over sin in himself, and he lifted us high above the danger. You could understand a parent giving up their life for their child. But Jesus did that while we were still enemies. How would you feel if someone died so that you could be here today? Someone else took that bullet that was meant for you. Someone let the truck slam into them so that you would be safe. Well, Jesus stood in the way of God's righteous anger over our sins so that we would live forever. The words of our hymn for this morning say it well. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a tribute far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Christ crucified, it's all you need. Amen. We'll close this morning singing hymn 175, singing the first tune, verses 3 and 4. Hymn 175, verses 3 and 4.